Chapter 18. After saying these things, Jesus went forth with his disciples beyond the torrent of Kedron, where there was a garden into which he and his disciples entered. Now Judas, who betrayed him, also knew the place, since Jesus had often met there together with his disciples. Judas then, taking the cohort and the attendants from the chief priests and the Pharisees, came there with lanterns and torches and weapons. Jesus, therefore, knowing all that was to come upon him, went forth and said to them, "Whom do you seek?" They answered him, "Jesus of Nazareth." Jesus said to them, "I am he." Now Judas, who betrayed him, was also standing with them. When therefore he said to them, "I am he," they drew back and fell to the ground. So he asked them again, "Whom do you seek?" And they said, "Jesus of Nazareth." Jesus answered, "I have told you that I am he. If therefore you seek me, let these go their way, that the word which he said might be fulfilled, 'Of those whom thou hast given me, I have not lost one.'" Simon Peter, therefore, having a sword, drew it and struck the servant of the high priest and cut off his right ear. Now the servant's name was Malchus. Jesus therefore said to Peter, "Put up thy sword into the scabbard. Shall I not drink the cup that the Father has given me?" The cohort therefore and the tribune and the attendants of the Jews seized Jesus and bound him. And they brought him to Annas first, for he was the father-in-law of Caiaphas, who was the high priest that year. Now it was Caiaphas who had given the counsel to the Jews that it was expedient that one man should die for the people. But Simon Peter was following Jesus, and so was another disciple. Now that disciple was known to the high priest, and he entered with Jesus into the courtyard of the high priest. But Peter was standing outside at the gate. So the other disciple, who was known to the high priest, went out and spoke to the portress and brought Peter in. The maid, who was the portress, said therefore to Peter, "Art thou also one of this man's disciples?" He said, "I am not." Now the servants and attendants were standing at a coal fire and warming themselves, for it was cold. And Peter also was with them, standing and warming himself. The high priest therefore questioned Jesus concerning his disciples and concerning his teaching. Jesus answered him, "I have spoken openly to the world. I have always taught in the synagogue and in the temple where all the Jews gather, and in secret I have said nothing. Why dost thou question me? Question those who have heard what I spoke to them. Behold, these know what I have said." Now when he had said these things, one of the attendants who was standing by struck Jesus a blow, saying, "Is that the way thou dost answer the high priest?" Jesus answered him, "If I have spoken ill, bear witness to the evil. But if well, why dost thou strike me?" And Annas sent him bound to Caiaphas the high priest. But Simon Peter was standing and warming himself. They therefore said to him, "Art thou also one of his disciples?" He denied it and said, "I am not." One of the servants of the high priest, a relative of him whose ear Peter had cut off, said, "Did I not see thee in the garden with him?" Again, therefore, Peter denied it, and at that moment a cock crowed. They therefore led Jesus from Caiaphas to the praetorium. Now it was early morning, and they themselves did not enter the praetorium that they might not be defiled, but might eat the Passover. Pilate therefore went outside to them and said, "What accusation do you bring against this man?" They said to him in answer, If he were not a criminal, we should not have handed him over to thee. Pilate therefore said to them, Take him yourselves and judge him according to your law. The Jews then said to him, It is not lawful for us to put anyone to death. This was in fulfillment of what Jesus had said, indicating the manner of his death. Pilate therefore again entered into the praetorium, and he summoned Jesus and said to him, Art thou the king of the Jews? Jesus answered, Dost thou say this of thyself, or have others told thee of me? Pilate answered, Am I a Jew? Thy own people and the chief priests have delivered thee to me. What hast thou done? Jesus answered, My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my followers would have fought that I might not be delivered to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not from here. Pilate therefore said to him, Thou art then a king. Jesus answered, Thou sayest it, I am a king. This is why I was born, and why I have come into the world, to bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice. Pilate said to him, What is truth? And when he had said this, he went outside to the Jews again and said to them, I find no guilt in him, but you have a custom that I should release someone to you at the Passover. Do you wish, therefore, that I release to you the king of the Jews? They all therefore cried out again, Not this man, but Barabbas. Now Barabbas was a robber.